bass, Paul Chambers, the bassist, and his quintet with I Heard That from his 1959 album titled Go. Freddie Hubbard is on trumpet. Cannonball Adderley is on alto sax. Wynton Kelly is on piano. And Jimmy Cobb is on drums. This is Lead Stories. I'm Lutrice Lead. And you may hear a sniffle or two, or 10 or 20, because I am dealing with a cold. And usually when I have a cold, it just resonates in my voice, but it's resonating in my nose. And I hate that. I really do. All right, so what are we going to be talking about today? A couple of subjects, and of course you could chime in your opinions, and I'm looking forward to hearing what they are. And the first subject I want to touch on is R. Kelly. The great R. Kelly, the R&B phenom, finally faced the music, and as every indication, he doesn't like the tune. As you know, Kelly was on trial in New York City on a number of sex-related charges, sexual exploitation, sexual harassment, sexual, anything sexual that was piled into this document, this indictment. But yesterday he was convicted of all of the charges that were plowed into this document by a federal grand jury, sex trafficking and racketeering. And so he's got some heavy dues to pay when sentencing comes up on May 4th. I'd like to know what you think about this. Kelly, R. Kelly has been a topic of discussion, kind of sotto voce in the black community for quite some time. And it seems as if his sexual escapades and conduct were widely known. So the question is, why does it take so long for a prosecution against him? Why does it take so long for what we would just call, use a blanket word, justice? And was it appropriate in the sense that here's a guy made a lot of money, still making money with his songs in play, but he has been hounded for decades with these kinds of charges against him, and they bounced off. Nothing stuck. So why now? What is the difference now? And where do you stand on this question of a trial as public as it was, as sensational as it was, on these charges? What accounted for the extraordinary interest in this case, you think? 888-874-4888 is the number to call. What is the significance of this case to the black community as a whole, but just as a whole, to the whole community? What is the significance of this case? What has it meant to convey? And here's a very interesting question. Oh, well, I'll ask that when you start giving your answers. I don't want to give that away right now. 888-874-4888. What do you think of the verdict against R. Kelly? Some people saying, R who? We don't even know him. Well, you may not know him. You may not be very familiar with him, but trust me, millions of people all over the world know him and have known him for quite some time. He has emerged on the R&B scene as a very successful artist, but also he has emerged with a number of scars against him. And finally, this trial seemed to have nailed him on that. Henry from Chicago, you start us off today. What do you think about the R. Kelly judgment by the jury?
Greetings, you, Trace. Hope you're doing well.
Man, I could surely use a magic pill for the this cold I've been sniffling.
Oh, wow. I guess the change of weather, you know, because, you know, I got sniffles myself, so it's sort of like a change of weather is causing all this. But it's interesting you took on this topic because, you know, you rarely go into the entertainment field, but this kind of like touches on a lot of things beyond entertainment. And for me, being in Chicago, and R. Kelly is from Chicago, most of us got to see some of this firsthand. And I've always told people that, you know, R. Kelly being a pedophile is like the worst kept secret in Chicago. Like, you know, everybody knew about this, which is actually the problem. You know, it's like, since everybody knew about it, why didn't anybody do anything about it? Well, there were some things that were being done about it, but at the same time, R. Kelly is being supported by a group of people who not only are his enablers, but also the people, including the record company, including lawyers, including law enforcement, who supported this guy. So this was a long time coming. I mean, he should have been convicted 20, 30 years ago of this stuff. But, you know, the question comes into play, why, you know, and it's not that they're going to be let off the hook, because I think there's also going to be more investigations. I think he also has a civil trial coming up.
Yes.
And the question of his enablers is still up in the air, and they can still be prosecuted. Now, you know, because when you're talking about the people who hung around him, and I actually personally knew some people who hung around him who, you know, gathered some of these girls. There's the question of certain security who were actually either former or current law enforcement that worked for him, and also the lawyers who defended him, and the record companies who kind of swept this under the, or tried to sweep a lot of the incidents under the rug. But most importantly, you, Treese, the parents of some of these girls who got payoffs for selling their own daughters to R. Kelly. Now, this does not minimize the, you know, the because the most important thing about this is the girls who he sexually molested are the victims in this one. But the people who were supposed to support these girls, they should be brought up, you know, and be held accountable for this as well. Because it's a huge mess. And also, one last thing, his sister, his oldest sister, who sexually molested him when he was younger, and she's still alive, and she lives in the Chicagoland area. She needs to be held accountable for this one, too, because she was the one that created this monster. And so there's a lot
but
of
that's
people
not
that
the law.
Have to
the law is, I mean, she may, by implication, you know, by direct involvement, be responsible, and she may have some accounting to do. But in the strict matter of the law, he was R. Kelly was brought to court on specific charges, according mm-hmm. to the law. The grooming of young people for his sexual entertainment, the exploitation of young people, the literal imprisonment of many young people that he kept under strict guard. His security fulfilled that function. He committed all kinds of egregious sexual acts, and nothing had happened to him for decades.
And you want to know why nothing happened to him for decades? Because the victims were black females.
But you hinted at it. You hinted at the answer. It's very troublesome. But we have to deal with it. And it's going to be very discomforting. And that is, for many of the families, it was okay because the money was flowing.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is the evils of capitalism when we're talking about the money being so good that we are willing to sell our children into prostitution.
Very nasty case. Do you have any reason to believe that the case couldn't come about until now? Is there anything that you know that says this case could not have been tried any earlier than now?
I think the only reason why this case comes now is there was a documentary that was done about 2 years ago that was on, but many people forget there has been other documentaries that have been done on R. Kelly outside of that. And I guess with all the attention that has happened, with those documentaries, this is probably one of the reasons why it has come up now. And it's so ironic because newspapers have been doing stories on this, you know, for the last two decades, and nothing has shown up. So it shows you the power of visual media and how visual media has to bring this up. Like I said, the Sun-Times and the Tribune have been doing this for like two decades, and nobody like really cared, and maybe not even read the articles. But you know, that's my only assessment of why the case has been brought out now, contrast to, you know, maybe 10 or 15 or even 20 years ago.
Well, thank you for getting us started today. Thanks a lot. Alex from New Jersey, you're on the air. What do you think about this case and the way it ended, or is ending?
Well, I personally believe that there's something going on within the universe, and the dam is breaking, meaning that the evil is being exposed now. So that's why you're seeing more and more of this being exposed and being shown for what it is, and people.
But we don't know how to prove that, and you can't prove that. You're just advancing a theory.
Let's see
specifically to the case.
Well,
what
again,
do you think about the case?
Epstein, there's all these people. It's like I said, it's the breaking of the dam. There's cracks on it, and you're.
Yeah, we don't know what the dam is.
The dam is evil. The dam is
okay. So, what
everything.
Is that? What is the evil?
We live
evil
in an evil world.
A whole lot of things.
We live in
Why
an evil world.
Why can't you just be specific about? I'm asking specifically about this case, and not as an exercise in a big exercise in conjuring up, you know, ethereal things that we can't prove. You had a case. You had specific charges lodged against a singer and a musician.
Yep.
He was convicted yesterday.
Yes.
What about this case is significant is what I'm asking.
All right. In particular to this case, and again, it will be in the future, there will be more cases like this going to be exposed. So the dam is breaking, and the evil is being exposed for what it is. That's all I have to say about it, that is being exposed.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we get into a discussion about the dam breaking? I understand that you have some cosmic feelings and so forth, but I'm dealing with a specific case here. It has been covered. It has been going on for some time. It ended yesterday with a conviction, a very serious conviction. And we ought to look at this case in a whole different context. What is this? When you say it's about the dam breaking, I don't know what that means. And there's no way to argue or debate your point. We just have to accept something that is mystical. This is not a mystical discussion today. Sharon from New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. Long time no speak, so. I would like to say, well, first of all, with R. Kelly, I don't watch the news, I don't keep up, and I just heard about what was going on. I knew he had had some cases going back a couple of years. I look at him as being a little dirtbag, and that's just my opinion, going by what they showed in the video.
We don't need to go there.
Oh, yeah, probably not. I beg your pardon. Maybe not. But anyway, they were talking about him this morning. I didn't even know that he was up on other charges and that he was found guilty. But one thing that they were talking about was they were wondering if this was like a, you know, this culture of child abuse and sex trafficking and so forth, including him, is almost like a too big to fail type scenario. And they're kind of hitting the nail on the head. The thing with R. Kelly is that he's famous and wealthy, and people tend to cover up for the famous and wealthy. And it's hard. I don't care what they're brought to court on. They're usually found not guilty, because people find it difficult to convict people that they see on television or that they went to their concert or whatever. But anyway, if I could just direct your attention to a book called The Franklin Scandal. And I actually got to that as a premium, actually, on WBAI going back a number of years. And there were children, you know, who were sexually abused by bigwigs.
Yes, but you're giving us a book report that has nothing to do with the subject at hand.
Well,
I admire your attempt to divert our attention, but we can't have it. We're talking about a specific case, and not about a book.
It's kind of like the same thing, because it's about people in high places who, you know, who mistreat children for years, and it's known, and they kind of get away with it. The only thing I can say, really, I don't know whether I can completely answer your question with the R. Kelly case, is mostly he's been getting away with it, probably just because he's famous and had hit records, his face is known, he's been on television, he gets mainly because of his fame, I think is the reason, and it's also because of his fame that people are starting to take an interest when they start hearing some of the details of his behavior from his accusers.
Okay, thank you so much for contributing today.
You're
I'm
right.
Waiting for somebody to bring us to the point that so far has not been mentioned. What's going on? You're slow today. Come on. Pick up the speed here. That was Sharon. Ed from Queens, you're on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon, Latrice. Hope you're
good afternoon. What are your thoughts on this case?
Excuse me. like the brother Henry from Chicago said, this was one of the worst kept secrets in the entertainment industry. I mean, his whole thing with Aaliyah back in the days. Robert Kelly made a lot of people a lot of money. He was he has a talent. He can write songs. He's a lyricist, and he's got some memorable music. That being said, that says nothing for his character. I believe he's also illiterate, I've heard. He really didn't have that much of a
I heard education. That too. Yes.
Yeah. So people in Chicago has a history of corruption like New York, and people protect their bread and butter. And for a long time he was protected. A long time he was his desires, his predilections were catered to. And people got paid for it. I mean, that's on the surface to me. That's the main thing with this superstar.
What is this? What is the clear and obvious issue that no one has touched on yet? R. Kelly.
Well, as far as if you're talking a racial issue, as far as him being African American and other.
Okay. That's the issue. We had Bill Cosby taken down very unceremoniously, and there are still doubts about whether he was really supposed to be prosecuted at all.
Yes.
That he could not have committed the crimes with which he was charged. And then we saw inevitably that he walked.
Mm-hmm.
Here is another major star, African-American, who did not get away. What's the difference between the two?
Well, I mean, they're both celebrities on the surface. I mean, the main thing with R. Kelly, my belief, is what caused, because like I said, the rumors have been around for quite some time. I think that documentary that premiered, I believe it was on VH1, the 3-part documentary with his wife and the accusations that she put out there about him, that brought the laser focus on him. And the time, the Me Too movement, the prosecution with Bill Cosby, and his outburst on the I believe it was CBS Morning Show, that was publicized. I mean, a lot of people were tainted by that. And I don't even know why his lawyer didn't bring up jury tampering. Or maybe that'll be part of the appeal. But I believe a lot of people before this case even came to court, in the court of public opinion, he was framed as guilty. And this was just a confirmation of what a lot of people believe based on the observation of the media, based on the documentary, based on his emotional outburst on the morning show. I don't remember who he was with, but that was all over the news. So how could someone get a fair trial, especially in this media environment, when everything is clickbait?
So if we believe in the complaints to prosecute such cases because they were just too sensitive to prosecute and people were skittish about that, but since Cosby, there has been a bravery about it now. People are saying, the law is the law. You broke the law. We have to put you on trial.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's common.
I just say yes.
Yeah, it's the climate. I mean, it's the climate for, it's the time for these.
But it is a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Practically up until this time, just as a generic category, where you say high profile people, we haven't seen a concentration on prosecuting blacks. High-profile blacks on crimes like this. Does this strike you as odd that it's beginning to have some speed now, picking up speed?
Well, I think two things play a big part in that. Number one, the Me Too movement and the climate is definitely ripe for any accusations that a female or even someone might make as far as to someone's character, especially them being African American, people are more open to it. Whether that's good or bad depends upon how you view media. Like I said before, R. Kelly was sort of like convicted before this trial even started, based on that documentary, based on his outburst on today, I believe it was the morning show, CBS morning show, the way he stood up and reacted to the female interviewer there. I don't remember her name. So, I mean, in this world of flash media, of Twitter, of Facebook, of TikTok, you can't do anything without it being underneath the public microscope. So I believe that those two things make it prime time for particularly black men of stature to be indicted. I mean, it wasn't only Cosby, it wasn't only R. Kelly. Neil deGrasse Tyson came up underneath some type of accusations from one of his people, from another female scientist. There were a couple of others that came up under accusations. So, I mean, you know, I don't put anything past this country as far as dealing with African Americans on any level. And, you know, I know there have been conspiracies against us for the past 500 years, everything from redlining to Jim Crow to the Tuskegee experiments. So I don't put anything past this country.
Do you think this was a fair trial?
I don't think so. I don't think it could have been. Like I said before, it was so blown out of proportion. By the time he got to trial, with all of the negative imaging that the media put on him, I don't see how anybody, unless you were living under a rock, couldn't have developed some type of opinion.
Interesting. Do you expect this kind of trial to pick up speed? The grouping or the category of trial that we would see more cases being brought to court?
I mean, in this climate, I'm not too sure. I think the Me Too movement has sort of like petered out, so to speak. I don't think people are making, you're dealing with a type of male persona, a type of ideal of masculinity that is old, everything from R. Kelly to Mario Cuomo. And I think people, especially those people of quote unquote higher echelon, are minding their T's and Q's. They're not making the same, they're not conducting themselves as they would normally in this environment.
Would this case, in your view, have a chilling effect throughout the entertainment world?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I definitely have. Throughout the entertainment, sports, music, yeah, definitely. I think people are minding their T's and Q's. I think people are watching themselves. I think this is causing a change in behavior. Definitely.
Thanks so much for your call today. Gwen from New York, you're on the air, talking about R. Kelly and his conviction yesterday.
First of all, I had to tell you something, that when you were first introducing the show and the case, you said, well, now some of you probably won't even ever have heard of this guy. And I laughed out loud. I was like, yeah, because I mean, I've heard of him, but the music. And so I was on, I was in my car this morning. I heard a tune. I thought, oh, this is a really nice tune. I can't believe this guy did something like this. I just, while you were talking about this, I can't also help but think about the Jeffrey Epstein a trial as well, and how, and yes, this is about black and white. This is the difference of two races. That Jeffrey Epstein, there are mountains of evidence, and it's such a serious crime that he committed, And who knows what happened to this guy? Because as far as I know people that have been, you know, in prison and suicide watch, and nobody commits suicide on suicide watch. It's impossible, especially a high profile case like this. So we still don't know what happened to this guy. So I just want to say that, yes, to me, there is a big difference, and it was turned into a circus, too. And the woman that came out, Gail, is Oprah's friend, and she's the one who had interviewed him on TV. And, you know, they put him on TV knowing he was very reactive, so he'd be a great show to watch, because she just provoked him enough to get him his ire up and have him act out. So he did, and everybody was having a wonderful time, you know, poking at him and saying, you know, see, I told you this guy's out of control. He's crazy. So I think that for me, that the whole thing is, does he deserve what he's going to get? Yes. But when are we going to have laws that everyone gets what they deserve? And the, instead of these selective laws where once in a while, once in a blue moon, you have somebody that comes out and finally gets their comeuppance. I mean, I think it's terrible to what he did, but I want to tell you something. If you, the Epstein case goes back so much further, and it sets a precedence for somebody like this, because I am sure that he knew he was in circles that were high enough that I'm sure he knew about the escapades that Jeffrey Epstein was holding over here in New York with the most powerful men in the world, not just in the country. And they were all getting away with it. And as far as I'm concerned, they have gotten away with it, because the people that surrounded Jeffrey Epstein are all still working. No one is going to go to jail. No one is going to be called out on this. This woman, Maxwell, who is literally, you know, the pimpette for Epstein, is going to do a walk, because ABC did a great favor for her. They put her on 2020 and they made her look like she was, you know, mother of the year, and she didn't know anything about what's going on. So I think that things like this, these childhood sex rings, are older than our country is. I think, as a matter of fact, I think it goes back thousands of years. I mean, you know, if you look thousands of years ago, what kings and the high ups wanted, they always wanted children. So yeah. I'm not justifying it. I'm saying,
Go ahead.
I'm not justifying. I'm just saying that this is a very ugly thing that people do. And I also wanted to say, just get to the point about the parents. I want you to know something. This is not isolated. I live near the school that Jeffrey Epstein was a teacher at. And one of the things that was really weird in my coffee shop that I go to is every day this teacher would come down from that school, always with just young girls. And he was such a pervert, you could see it all over the place. And I remember, you know, me and the owner would look and think, this guy's such a pig. And how are the parents allowing him to do this? Or do they even know? And I remember asking a mother about it. And she said, well, there are parents that are willing to put up with certain things because it's a very prestigious institution. And they're willing to look the other way. So it happens in every bracket that, you know, if it happens that there are always going to be people in every bracket that are willing to sell out their children, it doesn't matter whether they're black or white or whether they're low income or high income. There are people that are willing to do that. And that's the reality of it. So that we in a society need to be even more vigilant about taking care of these children who no one else is taking care of. We do a terrible job, I think, taking care of children in the United States. So on that, I just want to say that I think R. Kelly probably got exactly what he deserved, but I still feel, me as a citizen, I feel duped and I feel angry that every person that attacked a little girl who worked for the Jeffrey Epstein ring is still out there. And to me, they're the biggest pigs of society, because not only did they get away with it, but they got to prosper alongside of it. So, you know, good for this, you know, good you got this guy, but big deal. You didn't really do anything because it was so obvious. He had a target on his back. The people that you really should be going after in society are the real power players that are in the governments, that are raping little girls every day, including Donald Trump. I just want to put this out real fast.
Okay.
I want to tell you. Okay.
Finally.
There is a case in New York.
Finally.
So I want to tell you something.
Parallel
you treat
here.
Okay. I got the case. Donald Trump was being, he would, in October, before the election happened, in 2016, I went down to the Supreme Court of New York City, and I got the case that was against Donald Trump from a 13-year-old child who said that she was taken over to Jeffrey Epstein's house, and that Trump and Epstein literally fought about her, fought over her because she was a virgin. She was brought in by that pig, Maxwell. So they were fighting over her, and finally Trump went out, and he slapped her in the face when she protested, and he said, if you ever tell anybody about this, I will kill everyone in your family. I took that case, and I sent that case to Rachel Maddow 5 times. This is not something I made up. This was in the court. This is something, this was a heartbreaking when you read it, because you could see the way it was, you could feel the heartbreak of this girl, this 13-year-old girl, and being duped, you know, and things like this happen all the time in New York. I know girls that worked at Bloomingdale's that people would come in and say, there's a big party, you want to go. Okay, you know, so she wanted to go. She wanted to be a model. And guess what? She got raped by this guy. And you know what? No one talks about it. And I want to know why. I don't care about the lady in the dressing room. To me, I think if my brother knew, because he's a Trumpster, if my brother knew that Donald Trump had slapped a little girl in the face and then raped her, I think my brother would not have voted for him. And I want to know why CNBC did not think that this was a good story to run on. I want to know why.
Well, you see, this is how the society works. I decided I wasn't going to say anything. I'll see if it comes up. And you brought it up. And it's a viable point of discussion. How is it that we've had Cosby, as I said, you have now this particular case with R. Kelly, and we can expect more cases of this nature coming forward involving high-profile Blacks and Latinos. Mm-hmm. But they've had cases against Trump. Even his own lawyer talks about cases of sexual assault, and because he was the payoff guy, as did R. Kelly have people who handled that part of the situation. They will pay off the people that R. Kelly literally used. So did Trump. He had his lawyer, and the lawyer has said it out loud. But has Trump been brought to trial? Does it look like he's going to be brought to trial anytime soon? No. Doesn't work that way. We have a whole different system that works depending on your station in life and the color of your skin and your money, how much money you have. Thanks for bringing this point up. That was the point. I decided I would not say anything, give no hints whatsoever, and see whether these points get mentioned or do they come up and what observations can be made about them. Thank you for that. 888-874-4888. You see, this proves also a very important point. We know, as a society, it's not that we are clueless. It's not like the prosecutors are clueless, or the investigating police officers are clueless, or the apparatus of the whole government is clueless. No, they know what's going on. But they pick and choose whose turn it is, or whose turn they'll make it to be prosecuted, because the time has come to make certain points. And they use these kinds of cases to illustrate the points that they want to make, which usually are rooted in racism, just plain racism. This is not to defend R. Kelly. I'm not defending him at all. There's nothing there to defend. But you see how it works. At the same time, you can't defend him. You can't ignore the dichotomy. How is it you can pursue, doggedly pursue, an R. Kelly? You can conduct a tremendous investigation, multi-level. You could spend all kinds of money assigning people to go out and investigate, gather the facts, so that you have, by the time you decide to move, you have an ironclad case. I'm not defending R. Kelly one bit. But then you don't see Trump. Trump is in your face. His lawyer has said, I'm the guy that Trump uses to pay the women that he has these trysts with, this sexual contact with. I'm the guy who used to do that. Has he been prosecuted? Has there been a trial? Is anybody discussing this? Is this an issue? No, it isn't. It's the same issue. We had a woman step forward saying, I was just trying on some clothes in the department store. And this guy breaks in the dressing room and sexually attacks me. It turns out to be Donald Trump. Was there a case? Did we see coverage of it? And that wasn't the only case in which Trump had been accused of sexual aggression against women. He seemed to be proud. You know, yeah, maybe in my 70s, but I still got it going on. That's a kind of attitude, cavalier attitude. But he's allowed to have it. He's allowed even to flaunt it and get away with it. You see? See how things could work in this society? There is no question that the charges against R. Kelly are extremely serious. And they've been charged, he has been charged, or many times he's been implicated, I should say. Over the years, he has been implicated in this kind of behavior. Our very first caller today, Henry from Chicago, talked about it being an open secret in Chicago. He's not hiding anything. And decades go by, nothing is happening. And suddenly there is a move because the people who are accusing R. Kelly are also African American. So they astutely avoid the obvious racial question and racial conflict here. These are blacks raping blacks. You know, they're just doing it to themselves. We could overlook that, but we strongly detest the crime. We are against the crime, not the criminal. We are prosecuting the criminal because that criminal committed a specific crime. But that attitude doesn't hold for Donald Trump. It doesn't hold. I can say with reasonable certainty that there is no fully developed investigation right now, ready or close for prosecution of Donald Trump. the former president of the United States. Talk about status. Nobody's investigating him. And he is not afraid of that even happening. He is not even entertaining the idea that it will happen because it's already decided. You can't touch me at all, no matter what I do. I got it like that. Very good point made. This is how the society works. And this, as you know, I feel silly even emphasizing it, but I do have to emphasize it. By no means does this in any way excuse R. Kelly. Not at all. But we also have to take a look at the timing. We also have to take a look at the fact that there's context for moving against Kelly now based on the move against Bill Cosby. They got permission to take on high-profile blacks. And of course, it had to involve sex, alleged sexual misconduct, because it continues a stereotype. Now, you look at this case and people would see it as a straight court case. It's not a straight court case at all. These cases are now serving a major purpose. Because if it were just a court case, we would certainly by now have known the fate of Donald Trump, the sexual predator and aggressor. What happened to him at trial on these charges? We certainly would have known the fine details from the testimony of his former lawyer, his personal lawyer, who made no secret of the fact he was the guy who made the payments to the women that Trump was enamored with and had sexual contact with, allegedly. We would know about him. We would know what he has to say. We would know the fine details. How much money did he end up spending? Where did he get the money? What was the source of the payoffs? The source of the money for paying people off? Has Donald Trump himself suffered any personal injury to his reputation? I use the word advisedly. No. He is as clean as a driven snow. Nobody is talking about Donald Trump in the context of sexual predation. Not at all. You're talking about Donald Trump? Well, you're talking politics, of course. You're talking about international politics, national politics, local politics, party politics. You're not talking about a guy bursting in on a woman changing her clothes in a department store. That is not him, and it won't ever be him. And that's why I raised the question today. People could say all they want, well, you always see black and white. Yes, we do. Why? Because it's the reality that we live. Every day we live this reality. And still, people will try to force you to accept that this was an impartial decision. This was motivated by justice. And then you say, but did you have to raise the issue of the involvement of children and all the, yes, because, you know, it's extra flavor. It makes it extra appealing. Here is a black man who shows the ultimate disregard for black women and young black women at that. These are children. You put as many elements as possible to get people so sick they want to throw up. But Donald Trump walks free. There's no grand jury hearing the charges against Donald Trump now. There's no investigation trying to track down every single payoff dollar, where it came from. They haven't called Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, the guy who used to do that kind of work. He knew all the women, how much they were to be paid. He was the guy. This is not important. Trump is beyond that kind of thing now. He is a former president. He is a person with high ideals. He is of Germanic stock. You know, you can't make this up. And the reason I raised this question today was to see if anybody was making sense of the parallels. And I'm glad to report, yes, we do have people listening to this program who are making the parallels. And thank God for that. Thank God for that. That's a great comfort. All the brains are not snatched out here. Not everybody is fooled. Not everybody is, you know, driven off course. There are still people with a laser beam analysis. They're still around. And I'm glad so many of them listen to this program, and therefore they contribute meaningful things to this program when you listen. So the issue, you may have thought, oh, I'm going to talk about R. Kelly as gossip. That's not gossip. We know that he has been a troubled man for a long time. We know he has been let down even by his closest associates. We know all of that. In other words, he's a typical person in so many ways. While he is extolled and celebrated widely for his contribution to the arts, to music, he also is a troubled person. And that's the story of black people wherever you find them. They may look nice and normal, but they're not. They're dealing with some heavy stuff in their own way. I wanted to see who is making the parallels, who is taking a look away from R. Kelly for a minute and looking at the larger society and how it is treated and how the movers and shakers within it are treated. Even when they are renegades and they break the law and they do all kinds of evil and awful things, they're still considered redeemable. Trump is still considered a redeemable man, a very valuable man, the quintessential Germanic man. As if somebody wants to be like that. Well, I thank you for listening. And I thank you all the more for making that parallel for finally putting the two together, and you bring us to the reality we, the people, live every single day. We are transversing two different worlds at the same time. And we are stuck with the task of making some kind of sense that we could do so every single day without going crazy. So we'll see each other tomorrow. Thank you so much for your calls today. This was a great reward for me, listening to you getting closer and closer. And finally, you nailed it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.